shutting the door behind me. I was hoping to see some more of that red dress. She smiled up at me and closed a textbook entitled Minoan Art and Architecture. I thought you'd like this better, but I could go put it back on if you want. I helped her stack up the books and move them off the bed so that I could sit beside her. That depends, I said, running a hand over her leg. Is there anything on under it?
Nope. Probably I should change.
She pretended to get up, and I caught her hand, pulling her down and rolling her to her back. Don't even think of it. She wrapped her arms around my neck, and I noticed she still had on her rings, which reminded me of our guest's big news. I'd been wondering how Rose and Dimitri would handle having kids or not, I remarked. But I guess that's a question that won't be decided for a while, seeing as how we can't even get her to the altar. Sydney laughed. I think he'll get her there sooner than you think. She talks a good game, but I bet she'll give in eventually. I did. Yeah, but Belikov's not nearly as charming as I am, or as good a cook. It's an uphill battle for him.
Maybe you can give him some pointers, Sydney teased.
Maybe, I agreed. I brought my mouth down and kissed her, amazed at how one touch from her always set me aflame. Even after long days, whenever I came home to her, I always felt alive and energized. I'd worried once we weren't always on the run and living life on the edge that the passion might fade between us. If anything, stability, and most importantly, freedom, had ignited it even more. The sentiment I'd had last year had been confirmed. I didn't need spirit. I just needed Sydney. I slid my hand to the sash in her robe and discovered she'd tied it with some sort of sailor's knot that only she could undo. Oh, come on, I groaned.
Sorry, she said, laughing again. I didn't even think about it. Honest.
I believe you, I said. I paused to kiss the nape of her neck. You're the smartest girl I know. You can't help knowing everything and being constantly brilliant, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I kissed her lips again, but after several moments, she pulled back slightly.
Hey, she murmured. There are people in the house. There are always people in the house, I reminded her. That's why we escaped up here to the castle tower. Escape plan number...
Hell, I don't know. I lost count.
We haven't had to come up with some dreamy escape plan in a while.
Sydney trailed her fingers down the side of my face.
That's because we're living it, Adrian. This is the only escape plan we need.
Are you sure? I asked, propping myself up on one elbow. I tried to put on a thoughtful, speculative expression.
Because there are things that could be tweaked, like a bigger house, or maybe... Adrian,
she interrupted.
Didn't you just say I'm brilliant and know everything? Then trust me on this.
Always, I said, letting her pull me back down to her. Always.
This is Emily Schaefer. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of The Ruby Circle, a Bloodlines novel by Rochelle Mead. This program was directed by Garrett Scott. Executive producer, Sarah Jaffe. Text copyright 2015 by Rochelle Mead. Production copyright 2015, Random House, LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.